This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Political parties have intensified election campaigning for the third and final phase of assembly polls in Jammu and Kashmir and single-phase voting in Haryana. Polling in Jammu and Kashmir in the final phase will be held on Tuesday for 40 assembly constituencies. Leaders of various political parties are holding back-to-back rallies and roadshows to woo the voters. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address a rally in Jammu today. Security arrangements have been put in place for the Prime Minister's rally. Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi will also address rallies in the Union Territory today. In Haryana, polling for the 90 assembly seats will be held on the 5th of October. Poll campaign in the state has also intensified. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Amit Shah addressed three public meetings in Ambala, Kurukshetra and Rewari yesterday. He highlighted the initiatives taken by the BJP government in Haryana. Mr. Shah criticized the previous Congress regimes, saying that it was marked with cuts, commission and corruption. Congress leader Kumari Shelja addressed rallies at Kalamwali and Dabwali yesterday. She criticized the BJP government for troubling farmers, labourers, traders and unemployed youth. The leaders of the Aam Aadmi Party and other regional parties are canvassing actively for their candidates. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a day-long visit to Telangana today. During her stay, the President will grace the 21st convocation of Nalsar University of Law at Hyderabad. She will also inaugurate the Bharatiya Kala Mahotsav at Rashtrapati Nilayam in Sikandarabad. The 8-day-long Kala Mahotsav will showcase the art, culture, crafts and culinary diversity of the northeastern state. Indian Railways will operate over 6,000 special trains in the upcoming festive season for Durga Puja, Diwali and Chhat Puja between 1st October and 30th November. Every year, Indian Railways runs special trains during the festive season to facilitate the travel of lakhs of passengers. The nation pays homage to Nightingale of India, Lata Mangeshkar, on her 95th birth anniversary today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said today that Lata Mangeshkar will always live on in the hearts and minds of people due to her soulful songs. Remembering Lata Didi on her birth anniversary, Mr. Modi said he has been fortunate to receive her affection and blessings. The Prime Minister also shared a link of the article written in a national daily by Hridaynath Mangeshkar, sharing glimpses of the special bonding between him and Lata Didi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Home Minister Amit Shah have paid tributes to freedom fighter Bhagat Singh on his birth anniversary today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi offered his salutations to Bhagat Singh and said that he was an immortal martyr who sacrificed his life to protect the self-respect of the motherland.
अपने जीवन की चिंता किए बगैर भगत सिंह और उनके क्रांतिवीर साथियों ऐसे साहसिक कार्यों को अंजाम दिया जिनका देश की आजादी में बहुत बड़ा योगदान रहा। उनके लिए कभी व्यक्तिगत गौरव महत्वपूर्ण नहीं रहा। वे जब तक जिए सिर्फ एक मिशन के लिए जिए और उसी के लिए उन्होंने अपना बलिदान दे दिया। वह मिशन था भारत को अन्याय और अंग्रेजी शासन से मुक्ति दिलाना। एक हुकूमत जिसका दुनिया के इतने बड़े हिस्से पर शासन था, इसके बारे में कहा जाता कि उनके शासन में सूर्य कभी अस्त नहीं होता। इतनी ताकतवर हुकूमत एक 23 साल के युवक से भयभीत हो गई थी। हम भगत सिंह बन पाए या न बन पाए, लेकिन भगत सिंह जैसा देश प्रेम, देश के लिए कुछ कर गुजरने का जज्बा जरूर हम सबके दिलों में हो।
India's foreign exchange reserve surged by $2.83 billion to touch a new lifetime high of $692.29 billion in the week ended 20 September. In Bihar, Water Resource Department has issued a high alert of flash flood as large volume of water discharge is likely through Kosi and Gandak barrages. It comes after extremely heavy rainfall in the catchment areas of Kosi and Gandak rivers in Nepal. In cricket, the start of play on day two of the second and final test between India and Bangladesh in Kanpur has been delayed due to rain. Bangladesh were 107 for 3 in their first innings on day one when stumps were drawn due to persistent rain. In tennis, the Indo-Croatian pair of Rohan Bopanna and Ivan Dodig will face the duo Nicholas Hari from Chile and his partner Francisco Cerundolo from Argentina in the first round of men's doubles in the China Open this morning. And that is the end of this news bulletin.